So tell us, how many of your members are furloughed out of this group, and what's going on with them?
So we have 14 employees out of our 360 who are furloughed, and we also have 5 employees who are working under constrained working conditions. They are funded under different pot of money, and they are ordered to work, but they're told that they cannot take any paid time off.
What do you mean constrained working conditions? What is that?
Well, they are ordered to work, and if they don't come to work, they would be considered AWOL. Everybody knows our people want to work, so they're coming to work. However, if they get sick, they would have to go into a furlough status. Just this week, we had a person with a staph infection who chose to work when they probably should have been home taking care of themselves.
So these people work until they can't, and then they're furloughed?
That's correct. And as far as I know right now, by agency guidelines, that as soon as they're well again, they can return from a furlough status.
What is it that you and your members – whoops, thank you, Tom. Sorry about that. What is it that you and your members do for the FAA? What's your role, basically?
Well, we are normally referred to as operational support. What that means is if any air traffic control system around the country breaks, the first responders, so to speak, are the technical specialists at the site. And if they need engineering or subject matter expert assistance in restoring the system and fixing it, they come to us.
So that sounds like this furlough could actually affect air operations, because we know that the air traffic controllers are working, and so the FAA has been saying safety won't be affected. But if a machine, one of those computers, and they do break, did break, and it couldn't be fixed by the staff that's working, that would mean that the furloughed workers would be the next line of defense?
Well, yes, but as I said at the beginning, only 14 of our 360 employees are furloughed. The majority of our workforce is funded under operations funding, which up till now there has been no impact to my knowledge. So, for instance, I am funded under operations funding. I come to work as normal. I have no constrictions on vacation or sick. So we are much in the same boat as, for instance, the controllers and the first-line specialists at the sites.
Is that a boat you don't want to be in? Or, are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? What's your status?
Well, no. Number one, I have to say this right up front. Secretary LaHood and Administrator Babbitt have done absolutely their utmost to bring this to a closure. And at the same time, they are working to the best of their ability to make sure all of our operations are safe and continue. So for our people who are not furloughed at this time, I'm pretty confident that we're going to keep doing our jobs. Now, the other side of the coin is continuing to upgrade and improve our air traffic control systems, and basically that has come to quite a halt. The press of Atlantic City this morning has a very good story about how, and most of their story is about the effect of small business and big business, and in particular businesses in South Jersey. The story is very good in bringing to light how half of our work is coming to an end.
Bob Challenger is the Atlantic City local president of the American Federation of Government Employees. And so the people that are on furlough, what are they telling you that their life is like? Are they going to the beach, or what are they doing?
Well,
are they allowed to check email and so forth?
Well, I'm hesitating here because we've had a little bit of difficulty with the agency getting us in touch with them, and they were given, in my mind, inconsistent instructions on how well they can keep in touch with the workplace. I've had some managers who have said they were told not to have contact with furloughed employees. Just yesterday, though, the FAA came out with some more guidance that basically said to these employees, you can access your FAA email and an employee account from home. And so we're still trying to open up communications with our employees. Unfortunately, we're out of your listing range, but on our website, afgelocal200.org, we have a web page dedicated to furlough information for them. We just have to bring that to the light to their attention.
And as you go through this process, are you working or is the union working with them when it comes to things like retroactive pay? Eventually, they will be put back to work.
Well, the agency, unfortunately, has no say in that. That must happen in legislation. I do know that the Senate has introduced a bill that will give back pay. I think actually two senators introduced a bill that would bring our people back to work, furloughed people back to work. But I'm very pessimistic as far as it getting anywhere.
I'm just going to ask you to stay on the line as soon as we let you go, and then our producer will take that website down for you, and she'll get it over to our web team, and we can post that website for people that may want more information at our website.
Great. Thank you so much.